Hello, and welcome to episode 14 of the Slouching Towards Thatcham podcast, a podcast which showcases the writing and voices of UK parents bloggers. I'm Tim from Slouching Towards Thatcham, a blog about life as a father of three young children. On each week's podcast, I talk to a fellow parents blogger who talks about and reads one of their favourite posts, and I do the same with one of mine. It's as simple as that. Bite-sized chunks of blogging brilliance. This week, we've got a little tweak to the format, as my guest blogger is, well, me. I'm going to read two posts today that mark the birth of our second child, Toby, back in 2010, and our third, Cara, who arrived in 2012. With all three of our children, we'd planned to have home births. And while Isaac arrived without too much undue drama, Toby and Cara's births were somewhat more eventful. So let me kick off, first of all, with the story of Toby's birth. And then there were four. If this was a cricket scorecard, it would have read Liu, Court Liu, Bold Liu. Allow me to explain. Long story short, by the time I got home at 6:30 last night, Heather had been having regular contractions for a couple of hours, so we knew we were in for an eventful evening. Having phoned my parents, who had been on yellow alert for more than a fortnight, and asked them to head westwards out of London, we decided to settle in and have as normal an evening as is possible under the circumstances to take our minds off things, which meant putting Isaac to bed, followed by takeaway Covey in front of Countdown and Hustle on TV. So far, so mundane. The grandparents pitched up at about 9:30, quickly followed by our midwife, Amanda. A quick physical exam suggested everything was fine, and we were still several hours away from serious action, so Amanda headed off, suggesting we all get some sleep. We were preparing for bed at around 11:10 when, without any warning, all hell broke loose. Two huge contractions sent Heather scrambling downstairs while I dashed around phoning Amanda, grabbing towels, firing up our birth playlist on the iPod, and so on. Although things had moved on too far too fast to make use of the birthing pool, fortunately everything else was proceeding without complication. Textbook stuff. The only problem was I hadn't actually read the textbook. I had literally just been settling down with the book to revise the details I had so studiously memorised when Isaac was born, when I was suddenly called up to perform my practical exam. And as the contractions came harder and faster, it became clear that Amanda wasn't going to get here in time. I was on my own. Fortunately, earlier in the evening, I had watched an episode of the American TV drama Brothers and Sisters, which, instructively, feature the birth scene. They didn't actually show the detailed process, but I nonetheless followed carefully as a group of actors in matching pristine surgical gowns glided purposefully around the delivery room in beautifully choreographed slow motion to the strains of Coldplay's Fix You. Surely that's all you need to know to deliver a baby yourself. The sequence also featured the father-to-be collapsing in a car park as he rushed to the hospital with what turned out to be a non-fatal heart attack. I thought it best not to try and replicate that particular bit. Anyway, I had enough of my wits about me to project an air of calm reassurance for Heather. In truth, there simply wasn't enough time for panic to set in, to remind her about breathing at the appropriate moments, and to be in position as the baby manoeuvred itself into launch position with one contraction, crowned with the next one, and finally, with a deft wriggle of the shoulders, slithered gracefully out where I was waiting to make the catch with a towel at the ready. A quick glance at the clock to note the time of birth, and a pause to register which song was playing on our randomised playlist, Sinead O'Connor's classic version of Prince's Nothing Compares to You, in case you were wondering, and job done. Amanda arrived 5 minutes later. Which was good, because A, I got to cut the cord without having to worry about cleaning up the surrounding mess, and B, I really didn't fancy filling in the paperwork myself. Incidentally, I wonder if there is a separate name for the male equivalent of a midwife. Mid-husband doesn't really sound the part, does it? By 1 o'clock, everything that needed to be done was done, including a beer for me to balance the slide down from my adrenaline high. We started the evening as a household of three. We ended it as a family of four. Welcome to your life, Toby. Make it a good un. So that was Toby. Now let's move on to the events surrounding Cara's birth. Peace of my heart. My wife Heather gave birth to our third child and first daughter on Saturday afternoon. Cara Isabel weighed in at 8 pounds 9 ounces, to the ounce the same as both her brothers, and, having made us wait for 16 days, or 17, or 18, depending on exactly whose astral calculations you believe, she arrived in a hurry. Heather had popped into hospital for routine monitoring and to discuss starting the induction process. And it seems that was enough to arouse Cara from her comfy internal crib in search of the light at the end of the tunnel, as it were, and freedom. Waters were broken at 1:30. I pitched up at the delivery suite after dropping the boys off at a friend's house and possibly breaking, well, let's say mildly spraining, shall we, a speed limit or two en route at 2:30. 4 big contractions, and 20 minutes later, I was suddenly a father of three. Sorted. Traditionally, we've always had a birthing playlist loaded onto my iPod, which plays on our living room stereo on random shuffle during labour. The boys were both planned home deliveries, as we had also intended for Cara. So Isaac was born to the strains of Richard Marx's Right Here Waiting. You can tell we're children of the 80s, right? While Toby required only 3 songs before popping into the world, with that all-important third track being Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You. With no stereo readily available to plug into, I at least had the presence of mind to set the playlist running on silent in my pocket. Playing at 2:50 p.m? The original 1967 rendition of Peace of My Heart by Irma Franklin. That's Aretha's big sister. I couldn't be happier that my iPhone alighted on this particular track at that moment. Firstly, it's a great song. And secondly, it summed up perfectly how I felt in those first few moments after she was born. As a father of 2 sons, I'd been looking forward to the possibility of a daughter with equal measures of anticipation and trepidation. But any lingering concerns I had were washed away within seconds as I watched her take her first breaths and initial squinting glimpse of the big wide world around her. In those moments, she captured a piece of my heart. Now, some 30 hours or so later, I'm still utterly besotted. For the first time as a parent, I spent last night sleeping alone in our bed. It's one of the things I miss most about having a home delivery. A king-size bed has never felt so big. Instead of Heather being within arm's reach and the baby a metre or so beyond, the other side of the bed was 20 miles away in a hospital ward. I missed both my girls terribly. We texted each other deep into the night, both as lonely as we were excited, I think, before sleep finally embraced me at around 3 a.m. But after being kept in overnight for observations and meeting her brothers for the first time this morning, Cara finally returned home in the afternoon. It finally feels like we are a family of 5. We are finally a family of 5. I couldn't be happier. And that's it for this episode of the Slouching Towards Thatcham podcast. If you'd like to listen to either future or previous episodes, you'll find them published on the blog, and also on iTunes and various other podcasting sites. You can follow me on the blog at slouchingtowardsthatcham.com, on Twitter at ThatchamDad, and on various other social media channels. You'll find links to all of the above in the show notes on the blog. All that remains for me is to say thank you all for listening to this podcast, and hopefully you'll join me again next week. Until then, goodbye.